What's up, Mindset, Money, and More family? Listen, over the next 21 days, we're doing something very, very unique right here on the podcast. So if you're listening, listen a little harder. So over the next 21 days, we're going to be following a 21-day financial fast. Now, I want you to know that even if you don't share the same beliefs, because this is built on biblical principle, you can still take so much from this fast, right? The concept of fasting is the self-denial, the obedience, the discipline. And honestly, those are things that your average person struggles with, even outside of finances. So in the 21-day financial fast, we're doing this as a group, as a community. There is also a Facebook community, and that link will be in the comments of every episode for you guys if you want to join us there to get a visual, to be on video with us, and really do this as a community, right? Money making is a team sport. Getting better with money can be a team sport. And so over the next 21 days, we're going to go through some foundational things, because your foundation has to be built the right way, like with anything else. And then we're going to get into some really practical things about budgeting, saving, credit cards, your credit, investing, budgeting. I mean, so many different things for you to really experience that increase in your financial life. And so, like I said, even if you have different beliefs than the ones that are being shared, just know that you can still take a lot of the practical things to level up. So who is the financial fast for, you guys? Honestly, it can be for anyone. It can be for the person right now listening who feels like, man, I have more month than money. I need some help. Maybe you're the person that's like, I need a budget and I need to stick to it because I know my spending habits aren't great. Maybe you're the person that's like, I want to learn about investing and I don't know where to start. Or maybe you're that person that's struggling to still get out of an overdraft fee cycle. And maybe you might be the person listening that's like, hey, I'm a pretty good money manager. I just want to take this to another level, right? I want to level up in my wealth building or whatever that looks like, but this can really be for anyone. So I'm super excited to share this with you guys. Make sure that you do this together. Share this podcast episode with someone so that they can listen on their way to work or in the car while they're waiting at the soccer game, wherever they may find themselves. Because when you are able to pass on information to someone else that can be life-changing, if they apply it, you have now been a catalyst for them to be able to change their life. So let's get started. Again, under every single episode, you will have the link to the Facebook community where we are doing this together on video every single day. And I cannot wait to hear your success story coming out of the financial fast. Let's go. Day 20 of the 21-day financial fast. You guys, that I feel like that was the longest but shortest 21 days. Like, it went by really fast. So let me know when you're on here live. What's going on, you guys? Say hi when you're here. I am so excited for today, day 20. It's actually really short, so we might be on here 15, maybe 20 minutes. But it is a really deep day, even though it's kind of short. So let me give you guys some time to hop on. Say what's up when you're here. Hey, sis, how are you? What's up? So excited for you and learning colors and the boot camp tomorrow. Girl, I know. Don't I know it? I'm like, okay, chin looking a little slim. Let's go. No eating out. All that extra sodium and sugar and crap, right? So what's up, you guys? Let's give it just another minute to let everyone else hop on. I know I was running a little behind, but it has been such a long week, you guys. I am excited to get some rest tonight and get pumped up and charged up for the weekend. So I'm really, really excited about that. How are you guys doing tonight? It is Friday. All right, so we're going to kick this day 20 off. I know it's Friday. Some people might be doing other things, and that's okay. The good thing is they can come back and catch the replay, but we are on day 20. I still keep saying that because
It's crazy how fast it goes, even though it wasn't the easiest last 20 days, right? But anything worth having will not come easy, okay? And so let's talk about day 20, relationships rescued. Now, this was a really good one. And it was short, but very impactful. Hey, Alejandra, what's up? So we only have 2 days to go, including today, like day 20 today and day 21. Yo, tomorrow's the last day of the 21-day financial fast. And like, I still almost can't believe it. Like, I can't believe that tomorrow's the last day of the fast. Like, y'all did it. Celebrate yourselves in the chat. Like, literally fire emojis, celebration hats, whatever you got to do. Look, I'm going to throw some hearts in there. Hey, Elizabeth, because you guys, tomorrow is the last day of the fast. And I'm not going to spoil it and talk about stuff today that I want to talk about tomorrow. But I just want you to know, like, this is a big deal. And kudos to you for really sticking it out and doing the things. Because the truth is, it is about what you do during the fast, but it's even more important what you do leaving the fast, right? Not going back to crazy temptation and consumerism. Are we perfect? No. But our goal is to do it better most of the time, right? So that when we do slip up, it's not a big deal. So what is today's main point in day 20? Today's main point in relationships rescued is that taking a break from consumption can help you focus on the most important relationships in your life. Okay. And the pledge is I will call a close relative or friend with whom I have exchanged gifts in the past and come up with an agreement that on the next birthday, anniversary, or holiday, we will not spend money on each other, but spend time with each other instead. And I feel like this is such a good one because we're taught to buy people things, right? It kind of reminds you of the day that we talked about with the birthday party and, you know, the lady not letting her kid go to the birthday because she was on the fast when it was kind of like he could have made a gift for his little friend, right? So Michelle opens this up with, let's take a minute to breathe. Come on, y'all. Let's inhale. Exhale all the hard work that you've done in the last 20 days, y'all. And it hasn't been the end of the world. Can we agree? Like, I've actually had fun doing this because I see such a clear picture of my financial future. And let me know if you guys feel the same. Like, even though we take a deep breath, does it not feel amazing to be so much more clear-minded about what matters, how you want to get there, and the things that you really value, that you really want your money to be going toward, and not just miscellaneous things, right? Can we agree? So can we agree though? Like it feels so good to be clear-minded. So I hope that you guys, like myself, have learned a lot about finances, right? And facing your finances, but also that you've learned a lot about yourself, right? That you've learned about what in your life tempts you the most, right? That you've learned where you need some more discipline, that you've learned just more about you. And more about, hey, I actually don't even value some of those things that I've been spending money on. And so it's what the fast will really teach you is that this was not all about the money. Can we agree? It has been about the money, but it hasn't been all about the money. And so going through the fast, like Michelle says, is taking a break from consumption, consumerism. And that can really help you focus to work on healing the most important relationships in your life. Because let's be real, when there's financial stress, relationships can fall apart. And I know that that sounds terrible, but it is the number one leading cause of divorce, you guys. And I'm just not talking about like intimate spousal relationships. I'm saying relationships in general. Money can be a wedge, right? Because there's a lot of stress a lot of times surrounded around the topic of money. And so there was a couple that participated in the fast that they were at the brink of divorce. Michelle talks about them, and we're going to read part of their testimony, but the only reason that they did not apply for the divorce or file for the divorce is because they couldn't afford the attorney fees. Like, that tells you the kind of financial situation that they were in. And so the tension in their relationship really developed when the husband was about to lose his government job because his security clearance was pulled and his credit was really bad. And you guys, these are real things that happen. When I worked in the world of banking, if you had bad credit, you couldn't be. And even now they're more strict. You can't sit at the desk and be like a personal banker if you yourself have bad credit. And I understand it because you're coaching people through finances. But it's a real thing. Jobs and employers are pulling credit checks. They're pulling background checks. They're pulling social media checks. And so they had bad credit and that affected his security clearance. And so they decided to participate in the fast and they cut expenses. They started budgeting, participated in the fast, and his security clearance ended up being reinstated, which is amazing. And so not only was his clearance reinstated, but now, more importantly, their money drama kind of fizzled away. And they attributed the change in their relationship to the financial fast, part of it to the financial fast. And so let's read this testimony from Jamie. Jamie says, I had a challenge during my fast. Even though my wife's birthday fell near the end of the fast, I did not wilt in the waning moments. I stayed strong, and despite the abuse I took for not doing what she said she wanted me to do, I created a birthday that she will remember forever. Instead of doing a big blowout for her birthday as I would normally do, I gathered all of her siblings and parents, and we all cooked a meal. Then each person presented a memory about my wife from her childhood of her young adult life. This went off great and it didn't cost much. This fast is a good exercise that we will use from time to time to make sure that we're being good stewards of our finances. So do you see how a relationship, sometimes when things get too about things, in relationships, and again, this is not just spousal, it could be family, you lose the essence of sometimes valuing people and memories and experiences. And so then we talk about Shirley, who took the financial fast challenge during February around Valentine's Day. You guys remember when we did it around Christmas? It was a phenomenal though. So she typically spent money during Valentine's Day to get her mom some gifts, right? So instead, because she was doing the financial fast, she wrote her mom a letter. And Shirley says, I did not have a great relationship with my mother, and I had been asking God for a way to reach her and break the barrier that separated us for so many years. So then she said, I've had a real hard life and wanted to discuss it with my mom, but she never wanted to talk about the past. How many of us have people in our life like that, that they don't want to talk about the past? And I want to mention something, because there's a difference between talking about the past to heal from it. And then you have a space that you could, if you're not careful, you can go from being in that space to getting into the space of not wanting to let it go. And so you have to be really careful when you tap into the past. This is just my personal opinion, because I'll give you an example, right? I'll use my dad as an example because we don't have the greatest relationship. So sometimes he talks about things and keeps mentioning things from the past that, one, no one can change, right? Two, if you really evaluate the conversation, he's not wanting to let that go. It's more of a crutch. It's an excuse. It's, this is why I'm this way because of that. And so you have to be careful that you don't straddle the line of living in it so much that you don't see beyond it, right? Because you don't want to live your life looking through the rear view mirror and staying there. It's okay to look there to heal, but where it gets tricky is you're looking there so much that your body doesn't even know you're not there anymore. And so if you do have things and relationships and people that you need to work through things with, you want to make sure that you do your best. And we're human. We're not going to get this right all the time, which is why I'm a big advocate for therapists and counselors, right? But you have to be careful that you don't live in that place, right? And instead use it as a tool to heal from, as opposed to living there still, right? Because your body doesn't know the difference. And so just be mindful of that. As I was listening to Shirley's story, it made me think of a couple of even people in my life. And so she just says, like, they've had a hard time, and with reluctance to share those intimate details, they just drifted apart, right? Again, I have a parent in my life where everything is about, oh, but this happened and that happened, but that's why I'm the way I am. And so you just want to be careful that when you get into this place of working on relationships with people, that you don't live there, right? I've done it, and you just don't want to be there, because then you can't even see for yourself what things you might need to work on. And that's an easy place to get to when it's all about still living in the past. So she says, I received a phone call after she received the letter. So Shirley ends up writing the letter to her mom, okay? And she said her mother told her that she didn't want to read it. Granted, the letter was like 7 pages, y'all, right? I would have hesitated too. No, I'm just kidding. I would have read it. But okay, so just side note, okay? In my house, when I first met Johnny, and he's probably going to listen to this right now as he's like standing next to me. But when I first met him, he wasn't really a person that wrote inside of postcards, right? Like, you know, you go to the store, you find a nice card. And I learned from my mom, obviously, if you meet my mom, you'll know. She's the person that fills up both sides of the cards with like extra stuff, right? And he was the person that was kind of like, I'm going to pick a card that says everything I want to say, and I'm going to sign my name. And I just mentioned this because when she said that the letter she wrote was like 7 pages, it reminds me of the postcards that I buy for people. So if I ever buy you a postcard, understand that I'm going to fill up both sides. And if I run out, I put a little arrow so you can see where I'm sending you in the postcard, right? So I just laughed when I was reading this because it reminded me of like, now he does it too. Now he writes in his cards. So that's why your environment's important too, you guys. You got to be careful who you're around. You got to be careful how you allow people to treat you, right? And your expectation for how you treat other people. So anyway, I just thought that was funny when she was like, the letter was like 7 pages long. So she said that her mother kept saying, I picked it up and I put it down. I picked it up and I put it down, right? And so she finally ends up opening it up because she was curious about what her daughter had written in 7 pages. I would be curious too. I would be like, dang, did she go to jail? Because this 7 pages sounds like a letter from somebody in jail. You ever got a letter from somebody in jail? We love them, but they letters be long. Because, you know, they got a lot to say in a little bit of a page space. And so her mom picks it up. And she says, I laughed a little, I cried a little, I laughed a little more, I cried a little more, and they've been talking ever since. So can I plant a seed for you guys that came to me when I read this? Was maybe there's somebody in your life that maybe you don't know how to start to like mend a relationship, or maybe you want to. I'll be real honest, because can I be transparent? I'm human and I'm working on this with God, okay? Because I'm not perfect. I don't want to write my dad no letter. He'll read it and he'll probably cry. And then I'll hear from him for like 2 days, and then I probably won't hear from him for like 2 years. So I'm not interested in writing him a letter. I'm just being real. Can I be real with y'all? Because I'm human. But maybe there is somebody in your life that you're like, man, I would love for this relationship to be better right now. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't want our relationship to be better, but I'm just not there right now. And that's just full transparency. But maybe there is somebody in your life that you can think of right now that you're like, man, you know, maybe we talk, but just not as much. I would like for that to change. And maybe instead of buying them something or sending them something off of Amazon, maybe you write them a letter and just catch up on life as if you guys were sitting across from each other, but maybe you're just not in that space that you can do that. And so just a little seed, it kind of came to me, but I'm not ready to write one, at least not to my dad, but I have some other people in mind. So just think about that, right? Because you don't know what kind of relationship, but I can also say, like, during the fast, even having to like figure out with your spouse to like, what are we going to cook? Because like, we can't just roll up and get a 12 count and a large lemonade with extra sauces, because I'm breaking out of being a miser still. So I get the extra sauce, even though I'm not going to need it. And I know, because I still got a Chick-fil-A sauce in my car right now. But it does force you to get creative. Yes. Some days you're going to be eating a turkey sandwich with some chips. And some days you might have some spaghetti. And that's okay. But I bet you, I was talking, who was it that said at the beginning of this? I think Bettanice was like, I lost weight during the fast. Yeah, because you're not consuming as much salt, as much sugar. Like, you actually know what you're putting in your food. And so that's another good thing that came with the fast. So let's get back to Shirley and her 7-page letter, right? She said that the healing Shirley found might have never happened had she continued to celebrate the holiday by buying her mom things. Because guess what? It was almost like buying her things kept them away from a conversation that maybe they really needed to have. Right? So often, Michelle says, we get so busy shopping for ourselves, for friends, for family, that we don't remember enough times that it's about the presence of people, right? And I say this about Christmas. It's one of my favorite things to say, because Christmas is my favorite holiday. Halloween is officially over. It's about Jesus's birthday, okay? But no, we can't skip over Johnny's favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving. Plus, that's the day we got engaged, and he's giving me a death stare right now. Like, if you don't mention Thanksgiving right now, I give you that rock on your finger on Thanksgiving. But it's his favorite holiday too, because all the family and the food, and it's just a good time. So, girl, we got the sauce at the house too, Shelly. We got the sauce. So for Christmas, I say this all the time, and I started saying it even more when we did the financial fast the first time during Christmas in 2020. Hey, Melissa, what's up, girl? How's Mama Cindy? So I say this all the time, but when we did the financial fast in December of 2020, I started saying it even more, that Christmas to me is not about the presents, right? Like the physical gifts that you're buying people, but instead it's about the presence. Who are you spending time with? Who do you want to spend time with instead of buying something, right? So remember, there's nothing wrong with buying gifts. I'm not saying that, but what Michelle is getting to right here, and something that I love saying around the holiday time, is that the presents, the physical things people are buying people, have kind of become more important than the presence of the room full of people and laughter and joy that you're in, right? And so, you know, shout out to Shelly. Her and her kids are coming here for Thanksgiving, and I'll just be excited that it'll be about the presence that's in our home with all our family. And I know that some people don't have that, but I want to encourage you to cultivate that with the people that are in your life, or maybe some new people that are coming into your life, or maybe that person that you need to write the letter to. And instead of buying them that gift, maybe you say, hey, on Thanksgiving, we're actually going to be at the house just cooking some stuff. You know, I know you've read this far in this letter, but I would like to extend an invitation for you to come spend some time. Like, I don't know if that's something you want to say, but I'm just putting it out there, because her thing is, sometimes in this consumer filled world, we try to use presents like physical gifts to express the love that only our words and actions can convey. Because a lot of people, believe it or not, are driven by being affirmed. They want to feel affirmed, like they want to know that they're important. Some people are fueled by you telling them and then showing them, hey, come over for some food or whatever you want that to sound like. And so let's read Ronald and Mary's testimony, which is this. The fast has proven that we can work out our money issues and at the same time be freed up from burdens of financial hardship. We have paid off one credit card, hey, and a thrift savings plan loan. We are not totally out of debt yet, but we are striving and making progress through God's word. That's a big deal. Shout out to Ronald and Mary. Okay, somebody. And so a lot of these things are just things to really think about. And again, it has been really important what you've done during this fast, which I'm super proud of all of you, by the way. We're on day 20. Like, we got one more day to go. Can y'all believe it? But it's also really important what you do after this fast, right? What are your habits going to look like after the fast? I'm not saying you can't go get that 12 count, baby, with the large lemonade, because look, I didn't save some money. But what I'm saying is you don't want to eat it three times a week. So let's talk about this daily assignment before I open it up for questions or feedback. Let's think about all the relationships that are important to you. Have you spent more time shopping for these people than spending quality time with them? Sometimes as parents, we do this. Can I be honest? Sometimes we're just buying the kids things and really they pull out a toy from like 3 years ago and you're like, where did you even get this? And so sometimes we just got to be intentional and be like, it's not even about buying them nothing extra. Let's find the coloring page. I'm telling on myself. Let's find this coloring book because Amara thinks she's Picasso, which I'm hoping that she's very artistic later because she likes to color on everything. But sometimes it's letting her sit right here and use my little whiteboard and go crazy making little water circles right now. Instead of buying her something's not really going to do it. And if you know Amara, she just creates her own rules right now, y'all. Pray for us. So she says, if you find that you have, call them up or write them a letter. Begin to bond with them without having to exchange a gift between you. Don't forget your pledge. Call one close relative or friend and agree that on the next special occasion where a gift may be expected, you will not spend money on each other, but instead spend time with each other. And so that's it. That's day 20, you guys. It was pretty short, but pretty deep if you ask me. And I just want to encourage you guys to really get to thinking. And maybe you don't have somebody that you want to call right now. Just start to think about it. Or maybe there's somebody that you do have on your mind that you're like, dang, we were so close. Now, I'm not saying don't let people not hold, like not see your value. Okay. It's a little bit different. Don't let people not see your value. But if there is a relationship that you do value that you're like, man, I want this to be a little better. And maybe they won't even respond to my letter. Who cares? You can I free somebody today? You're not in charge of how people receive you. But you are in charge of authenticity. You are in charge of being yourself and growing and taking ownership of that. But you're not in charge with how somebody receives you. Can I tell you, some people think I'm too loud. Some people think I'm too loud. I'm too much. My jokes are too corny. I don't care. I have an audience of one, God. So guess what? They might read your letter and be like, girl, shoot, I'll call you next Thursday. So you did your part. It's not, you're not in charge of them doing their part. And the truth is, sometimes you will get the response that maybe you've been needing. But if it's also not on your heart to mend a relationship with someone who doesn't see value in you, quite frankly, they're just missing out because I think you're pretty valuable if God created you. So I don't really know what to say. And so just be sure. Oh, girl, you the bomb.com too. You don't think I'm extra? I saw this thing. Side note. I saw this thing and we'll get off of here. I'll give you guys your Friday night back. Or is today Friday? It is. It's definitely Friday night. See, I'm a little tired today, but I saw this thing on somebody's stories and it was like a cup of glitter or a cup of coffee. And it said, are you one of those extra people? And the caption said, no, not really. And there was like glitter in the coffee. So, you know, you guys, I could be a little bit much for some people, but it's all good because I'm not in charge of how they receive me, but I am in charge of being me there's just certain things that I know Johnny just be looking at me like, you a little special, but we love you around here. So I hope that you feel the same about you. You got a little something special too. A little screw might be loose, but it's all right. God made you the way he made you for a reason. And so I love you guys. I hope that you've had fun, but that you've learned about yourself, that you've done the work, right? Like tomorrow's literally day 21. I can't even believe it. It's so crazy. But I'm going to give you back your Friday night. Thank you guys for being here. You could be anywhere else doing whatever else. And just know tomorrow, for some of you who are interested in the bootcamp for the scanner that is literally changing lives, helping people grow their accounts in the most simple way I've ever seen. And I've been in this space for a little over 2 years now. You don't want to miss this. The bootcamp is completely free. But it is game changing. So the boot camp is tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. So if you guys want to come, be sure to comment on this live or message me directly, or you can even text me if you have my phone number. But we want to make sure we get you on the boot camp so you can really see what we're doing these days. It's really amazing. And if you've been in the academy before, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Everything is different, and I love it. I love it.
Mindset, Money, and More is going to be a weekly podcast where I'll be sharing tips, strategies, interviewing amazing guests from all around the world that are amazing at what they do, and also be sending you out tips personally to help you along your journey. Because after all, any area that you want to experience increase in is going to require you working on your mindset. My hope is to really bring my passion and my expertise, especially when it comes to financial services and helping others develop, so that I can really empower, educate, and help lead others into their next level of increase. Follow me on social media at Mindset, Money, and More, or at www.mindsetmoneymore.com. And feel free to subscribe, rate, and comment on all podcast apps.